So if that is so chemically, we need to accept that there is a possibility of a DNA change because of some area called the visual element in an animal. If they are in an animal, are they in man too? Yes, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 6, when God pronounced judgment upon all of mankind, He judged them based on their action and their imagination. I could understand it if God judged them based on their action. But God was judging them based on an element called the yetzer or the imagination. Look over at the book of Genesis chapter 6. It says here in verse 5, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every yetzer or intent of the heart, some translation put imagination, or every intent or imagination, the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. Now he saw what was about to take place. Something was locked inside the imagination of man. I call it the spiritual DNA. Now, the Bible says, I read it last week, that everything in the spiritual causes what is in the natural. You can have three scriptures for that. Romans chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and chapter 3, and also Hebrews chapter 11. It tells us that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And Corinthians, it tells us that the visible is made by the invisible. Romans 1 tells us that everything that you see is made by the pattern from the spiritual realm to show the attributes of God. In other words, everything in the natural has a pattern in the spiritual. Correct. So if in the natural, we have such a thing as DNA, there is such a thing as a realm in the spiritual, a spiritual DNA, which is the source of all things spiritual inside man, the spirit of man. So that is the yetzer part, or the imagination part. Now, here's a strange story in the book of Deuteronomy. Turn to Deuteronomy here. And in Deuteronomy, chapter 31, God is speaking to good people. It was a new generation, remember, not an old generation. And in this new generation of people that he spoke to, and they were about to enter the promised land, they have not done anything wrong yet. And up to that time, everyone was an obedient generation. The old generation had already passed away, and this was a new generation. And it tells us here that Moses predicted that some things will happen in their generation. He says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 21. Now remember, this whole generation is a good generation. The old generation have all died, except for Caleb and Joshua. And they were about to enter the promised land. And here was Moses giving them the last few sermons before they go in. And he said in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 21, then it shall be, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness. Now what did the Lord say? The Lord said there will be troubles and evil that come upon them. Now that is circumstances, correct? But every circumstances and every evil, good, everything good and everything bad has a cause and an effect. Remember what I said. We are tracing where it starts, the source of it. Before they even enter the promised land, God says, these are the troubles that are going to come. And on what basis does God say it? Where is the source and the cause of it? Remember, they haven't even done wrong yet. Can you see that? They haven't even done the wrong thing yet. But the Lord saw in their yetzer, in their spiritual or soul DNA, something that will produce a wrong seed. And this is what he says in verse 21. He says, he got Moses to prepare a song to show them. And he says, I will test it, for it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today. They have not done one bad thing yet, and God says, I know what they are going to do. The word inclination is the word yetzer, translated imagination in Genesis 6. For I know what is in their imagination. I know what is in their vision. And that it will produce those things. So even though they were good, there was still an inherent part of evil to be dealt with. Why does God dealt it that way? Now, in our other sermons on Yetzer, which you can take down but we won't turn to, the Isaiah 29:16 and Isaiah 26:3, God, the word thing, T-H-I-N-G, the thing that is made, the word thing is the word Yetzer. So the word Yetzer in Hebrew, Y-E-T-Z-E-R, is translated as imagination, inclination and thing. Now, when God regards something as a thing, to God it is real. Radio waves are around us now, but you cannot touch it, correct? Is it real? Yes. But your five senses cannot grab a radio wave. It's invisible, but it's real. There are some things that are invisible, but they are real. To God, the yetzer or the vision inside, that is locked inside, is a thing. It's a seed that will produce. So the first cause of circumstances is what I call the vision or the imagination. And that is where sometimes we deceive ourselves in thinking we have it, but we don't. Just like Peter, who says, oh Lord, I won't betray you. But in the end, he denied Jesus 3 times, in fact. He even boasted that he will die with him because he know not what he said. Now, let's look at the concept of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is believing in God's word, correct? Faith says, God says it, I believe it, that settles it. And you can also make it stronger and say, God says it, it's settled. Now, how come a lot of times people say, I believe, and they are confident, they have joy, and yet the faith doesn't seem to work? Because there is an intricate process between it actually coming into our hearts. Coming into our hearts. Before everything is together on our inside. Because faith, despite all that we understand, is still a mystery in some area. The Holy Spirit and the laws of the Spirit, despite all we understand, is still a mystery. There's still a mysterious part of how it actually takes place. And visualizing, you can teach all the laws on visualizing. And we thought that we have visualized. You close your eyes and you visualize. But yet, you have visualized with your mind and it hasn't entered your yetzer yet. So how do I know when it's entered the yetzer? The circumstances will be affected. Before that, it's still a hit and miss. So sometimes when we think that we have faith, and it's presumption. That's why the Bible says have an abundance of the word, because you do not know at which point that takes place. Now, to understand this point, I got to go to the second point very quickly. Then I trace back, because the two are related. Let me show an example here. The second cause of circumstances being affected, things to come, besides the first vision, is the second, the spoken word. Spoken word. Now, not every time you speak some word, it's going to affect. But there are some times when everything and all the, everything is just in line and is released for. Let me give you an example. In the book of Genesis, here is in Jacob's life too. Jacob had ran away from Laban, and Laban was running after Jacob, and he was upset because somebody stole his idols. And of all the people who stole his idols, it was Rachel who stole the idols. And so when Jacob didn't know it, And so when Laban came and checked on Jacob, it says here in Genesis chapter 31. And it says in verse 30, "Why do you steal my gods or false idols?" Jacob answered in verse 31. He ran away because he is afraid, and perhaps you take your daughters from me by force. But then he says, now remember, he doesn't know it was Rachel who stole the idols. And he pronounced a curse in verse 32. "With whomever you find your gods, do not let him live. In the presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours, take it with you." Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen them. Jacob says, "Whoever has the idols, let that person die." And you know what happened? Just a little while later, when Rachel gave birth, she died. One spoken word, released a curse that he himself suffered. In the book of Matthew 12, verse 36, it says that we all humans will give account. "I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." Do you notice it's not just one word, but it's every idle word? Because, my friends, there is power in the spoken word. Now, a lot of children, when they are growing from among, especially non-Christians who don't know the word, some of us have to fight the negative forces that are spoken over your life. And you do not know what it's producing. Now, it's not every word, but there are some times when everything seems to be oriented correctly and everything seems to flow when it's more powerful than other times. Have you noticed it? Sometimes when you exercise faith, you believe God for something, bang, everything flows. Correct. At other times, it doesn't seem to flow. It seems to go up and down before it goes through. Because although we apply every principle, we know you can go to every Bible school you can and learn everything, the principles. Remember, the things we are talking about, we can only understand a small extent. There are forces that are at work that are beyond our comprehension. We only know how to position ourselves there, but the rest, it has to work. For example, doctors, you can have the most brilliant doctors. They can operate on you, but in the end, after operating on you, you know what? They have to let your body recover. That's a part they cannot control. There's still an element where they can do their best and minimize the risk, but there's still an element where creation and God has to still work. In the same way, let me just illustrate how that takes place here. And okay, pretend that this is a little loop here, and I pass it to Stephen. And Stephen, can you just throw the ball through the loop here? Okay. Oops. Now, he missed it the first time. Let's do it again. Okay. Yep. He got it this time. Right. Second round, he got it through. Now, if this loop is constant and it's in one place, remains the same size, and Stephen has more practices, he will be able to get it most of the time. Correct? He got a 50-50 because he got two times, he got once. If I were to move the loop further from him, his chances will drop from 50-50 to 30%. If I were to push it further away, for him to get 100%, I have to change his name to Robin Hood. Right. Or he may just get 10%. Correct. So as you can see, not every time he gets it right through the hoop. And now, suppose the hoop, besides going further and nearer, let's say this hoop is now movable. It goes further and nearer, and it goes side to side. I would say his chances would suddenly drop to 1%. But on top of that, I add the factor that besides it going left and right, up and down, far and near, the hoop also changes in size.